Simon for Honor White here at St Mary's, and we're with
Nikki Collinson.
And here we're here today for the presentation of a special cot to the hospital at St Mary's.
Yes, that's right. We're here to hand over the cuddle cot, which has been part of a three-week or month campaign that I was running to help raise money for this really vital piece of equipment. So I was running it as part of my existing organisation, the Africa Children's Development Trust, as a thank you to the island for the help that they give us in Uganda. And I'm really glad to be presenting it today.
And the cot is for a very special reason, isn't it? It's not your everyday cot.
No, it's not. It's actually a cooling system that helps families who have lost a baby be able to spend longer time with their baby after the baby's passed, to help them with the grieving process and to give them the choice to spend that additional time if they would like to.
I mean, that must obviously an incredibly difficult time for families. And chatting to the health professionals in the room just now, they're saying it's something that still, I mean, years ago it was just sort of hidden away and not spoken about. Still a very, very difficult subject for people to talk about.
Yes, it is. It's a very emotive topic, what happens after a baby has passed away. And one of the things that I've found through this appeal is how the subject of what happens after a baby has passed away, it's actually allowed people to start talking about it. I've had emails and messages saying just thank you for running the appeal, not just because of the piece of the equipment, but you've actually brought this subject into the public domain, brought it into our homes, and I've actually talked about something that happened to me 20, 30 years ago to my families, which I've never been able to do before. So that was an additional part of this appeal that I didn't take on board, but has been a really great benefit if it's allowed people to start talking about such an emotive subject.
It is interesting, isn't it? You start with a goal, which is I would like to gain this piece of equipment for people to benefit from, and then that side issue is almost as powerful, if not stronger.
Absolutely, and really I think that was what blew me away, was how much the subject became a talked about subject the last 4 weeks, with coverage from yourself on the White, the Isle of Wight Radio and the County Press all coming together to help me run this appeal. You helped me get the word out around the island and actually on the mainland, because quite a lot of donators actually were not even from the island, so you helped me spread the word, which enabled many people to be able to broach this topic, and that can only be a benefit, as well as getting the piece of equipment.
Yeah. I mean, happily, it sounded like it's only going to need to be used maybe a few times a year. The number 5 was mentioned when I was asking before.
Yes, it is something that, you know, it's a piece of equipment that in an ideal world you hope isn't going to get used. That's the irony of the equipment, that you hope it's not going to get used. But the reality is that it's likely to get used. What really this piece of equipment is about, providing choice, is if a family have lost a baby under whatever circumstances that may be, they have the choice to spend additional time with that child, which right now they would have a limit of how long that they can spend with the child, where this extends the possibility of how long they can spend with the child for quite a considerable amount of time.
And as a mobile unit, they can take it home.
Yes, within the restrictions, within the, you know, I think there's some certain restrictions about taking the child home, but certainly if it's within those guidelines, then it's completely portable to be able to take the child home if they're able to do so.
I understand that the supplier of the equipment has done something quite special as well.
Well, yes, Flexmort, which are the suppliers, were absolutely fantastic in my communication with them. They gave us a discount because obviously I was doing it as part of my registered Africa charity, which helped with the fundraising. But also they had a really large order going to Ireland. I've been made aware that apparently in Ireland they're standard in most of the hospitals there. And I told them what I was trying to do here on the island, and they agreed to actually put one cot aside specifically for St Mary's, so that as soon as we hit the target, I ordered the cot the following morning and it was here 24 hours later. I mean, for a piece of medical equipment, you can't ask much better for that. They've been absolutely phenomenal.
Brilliant. Well, well done, and thanks a lot.
No, thank you very much. Thank you so much for the support. You've only helped us get the money and help spread the word and help these people talk about this subject. So thank you very much again. You've helped me with my Africa stuff, and now you've helped me with this. Thank you very much indeed.